This course was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Father Harvey D. Egan, S.J. D. Theol. Father Harvey Egan is an expert on Christian mysticism and the thought of Karl Rahner. He is Emeritus Professor of Systematic and Mystical Theology at Boston College, where he taught for 40 years. He previously taught at the College of the Holy Cross and at Santa Clara University. Father Egan received his Doctorate of Theology under the direction of Karl Rahner from Westfälische Wilhelms-Universität in Münster, Germany. He is the author of several books, including Soundings in the Christian Mystical Tradition, published by Liturgical Press in 2010, Karl Rahner, Mystic of Everyday Life, published by Crossroad in 1998, An Anthology of Christian Mysticism, Liturgical Press, 1991, and Christian Mysticism, The Future of a Tradition, published by Pueblo Publishing in 1984. Father Egan has also translated many writings by Karl Rahner, and he has published numerous articles in scholarly journals and entries in anthologies.
Homily 1, Advent and Expectation. Therefore, stay awake. Be prepared. The church's Advent season reminds me that everyone, not only a Christian, is a person of expectation, anticipation, longing, yearning, waiting. Therefore, stay awake. How we dislike waiting. Dorothy Day maintained that the poor are forced to wait more than anyone else. In Samuel Beckett's absurdist play, Waiting for Godot, two characters, Vladimir and Estragon, those would be good names for a dog, wait endlessly and in vain for the arrival of someone named Godot. Fascinating the way this play captures the haunting expectation, Advent, rooted in every human heart. The teenager in the novel, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, also highlights the heart's immense longing. She says to her parents, "I feel that something really big is going to happen to me." Her mother cruelly retorts, "I felt the same way when I was your age, and you'll get over it." The mother is wrong. We never get over it. Don't we all yearn for the one purchase? Look at the Black Friday crowds, the one event, a new iPhone, a new camera, Angry Birds update. I hear they're in financial trouble. Marriage, birth of a child. We look forward to the one person. Is he or she to be the one to be my spouse? The one that will totally fulfill us. If you had one wish, what would you wish for? Careful. When you get what you want, will you want what you get? This morning's first reading and responsorial psalm both focus on the Jerusalem temple. If you were to combine in one place the functions of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Wall Street, the White House, the Federal Reserve, and the Pentagon, then you would have an idea of how central the Jerusalem temple was to Jewish life and expectations. The desire in the prophet Isaiah's heart in this morning's reading and Jewish expectations in Jesus' time, Jewish Advent, they coincide. God will be faithful to
it. Sample complete. Ready to continue?